This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A three-day ceasefire between Sudan's warring factions went into effect Tuesday after what the United States called an intense negotiation. Both the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces publicly pledged to uphold the halt in fighting, though there were already reports of sporadic gunfire in the capital, Khartoum, Tuesday. The peace process in Sudan is being closely watched by international players. If the conflict were to drag on, the stability of East and Central Africa would be at stake. VOA's correspondent Mirama Diallo has this report from Nairobi.
The troops of Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and Rapid Support Forces Commander General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, also known as Hemeti, have been engaged in fierce fighting the past 10 days. Kwiku Nwama, professor of international politics at American University in Washington, tells VOA that both sides have support from abroad.
But on the Ghana side, you have the Egyptians openly supporting General Burhan. The Israelis are also in there. On the Hamiti side of the conflict, you have the Saudis and the Emiratis, and you have Libya, particularly Khalifa Haftar, who incidentally had good relations with the United States, but he's on that side of the conflict.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States will work with the Sudanese, regional, and international partners to help create a committee to oversee the negotiation and implementation of a permanent cessation of fighting in Sudan. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday of a huge biological risk after one of the sides in the Sudan conflict occupied a lab that holds measles and cholera pathogens. The WHO's representative in Sudan did not specify which side was involved, but told reporters the situation was extremely dangerous.